So in Reish Nun Chet, and the beginning of Reish Nun Tes, Aleph through Vav. I will just mention that after Chabur last time, when we discussed crackpots, I spoke to a very chashuv Talmud Chacham, a Baal Mechaber Sefer of Svarim Chashuvim Ma'ir that are used the world round, all over the world. And the Baal Mechaber Sefer Dor Malachtim told me that there's what to be semichon to be mekel. He actually appreciated my chumrah that way. He says the Ilm will appreciate my kulis. But certainly, if you look at the Shevet Alevi inside, he nems on. The Shevet Alevi has a few truvas about it. That's the truth. It really depends which truva you look at from the Shevet Alevi. But in Shals with truvas Shevet Alevi, he nems on kipshutai, like the Ramah, the Pashas of the Ramah, is that as long as it's Megula on the top, it's not a problem. That being the case, then Lechura, according to the Ramah, and Echanami, Lechatchila, it's not a problem. Lechatchila's not a problem. It happens to be, somebody just asked me this morning, he says, what's the story if you have a crock pot and you cover over the top of the crock pot with all your different, with your schnitzel and your potato kugel and everything, and now the entire pot is covered with the top? Even the cover, which was open until now, is now covered with other things. Is that a problem? So certainly, Lechura, the reason why you're doing that is not for the purpose of covering it over. It's like the ran, the heter of the ran, that you're being mechase to be shomer from the achbarim from afruris, which is not a problem, which would not be a problem in this case, certainly. That being said, simin reishon ches shumoter lasem erev Shabbos davar karal kedei rechamo. Uboy sefecho. The mechaber says muter laniach mi boid yom kli sheish boid davar kar al gabik kedei rechamo she'ein ze kedav ke toimin bedavar moisef hevel. Here the Mechaber is discussing a case where you have a pot which is not on the fire. It's a hot pot, it's been sitting on the fire for the last 24 hours. But you took it off the fire right before Shabbos, and now you put on something hot, you put on something on top of it, even if it's cold. There's no problem, the Mishnah Berurah says, even though the Mechaber leaves out this Nekuda, the Mishnah Berurah understands that we're talking about a case of Hatmana. Which means even though you have this pot of chicken soup which is boiling hot because you just took it off of the fire, and now you're putting something else, kar, on top of it, something which is cold on top of this pot, and covering over the entire thing with a blanket or something which is not moist of hevel, that's not a problem. Since it's mevoid yom, it's not a problem. The Bi'ur Halacha points out, he says this is only discussing a case where it's not on the fire. If it's on the fire, then it's a problem to stick something on the top, he says, even if it's fully covered on the top, for sure it's a problem. You're being matmin on top of something which is asuki havlo. You have a fire on the bottom, and you totally wrapped up the thing on top. That would be a problem. However, he says, even if you leave it open, says the Bi'ur Halacha, it's still totally in the klolim of shio. He says it has the regular din of shio. And that means it has to be already mevushal kamaicho ben drusoy, because it's not garif ekatum. If it's on the fire, directly on the fire, and it's not garif ekatum, then memela it has to have be mevushal at least das ramah, that's mekel, that doesn't have to be mevushal kol tarka if it's not garif ekatum, but it has to be mevushal at least kamaicho ben drusoy, says the Bi'ur Halacha. The shaila is that we saw in Siman Reish and Gimel that when you put a pot on top of the fire, that is considered garif ekatum. And the truth is that not only that, if it's a pot which is full of food, then the halacha is in Reish Nun Gimel Sif Hei that you're even allowed to do nesina lechatchila on top of the pot. So if you have a chalam pot which is on the fire and you want to put something on top of the chalam pot, it's not mechzik imavashul, you're allowed to put it on Shabbos because it doesn't look like you're putting it on the fire b'chlal. So certainly you're not allowed to put on Shabbos something which is not mevushal kol tarka. But if it can be mizbashal. However, on Erev Shabbos, where there's no problem of bishul, l'chara, and all we need is garif ekatum, why is the pot, which is sitting on top of the fire, not considered garif ekatum? Why does the Bi'ur Halacha say over here that you're not allowed to put something else on top of the pot, which is sitting on the fire, unless it's a kamaicho ben drusoy, because you need it to be garif ekatum? L'chara, where do you get it from that you need to be garif ekatum? I don't have a good answer for it, that's the truth. There is a Bi'ur Halacha, an interesting Bi'ur Halacha in Reish Nun Gimel, the other one remembers, and he's Matayin with Kiva Eger. Kiva Eger says that it could be, according to the Ramah, The Ramah says, as long as it's Michael Ben Drusoy, you don't need Gar for Katum. And Gar for Katum is only if it's less than Michael Ben Drusoy. Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Mishabur is Mitzayin, and the Bir Halacha, that it could be, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, that it's Aser, Gar for Katum doesn't help you if it's not Mavoshuk or Michael Ben Drusoy. I am the Chiddush Rabbi Kiva Eger, because then Zainer Bar, the Yesh Paiskim should serve him, that Filo Grufik Tumul Imahani Bazem. That they're replacing that hole that if it's not Kamaycho Ben Drusoy, then maybe even Gruf Bektuma doesn't help. Maybe he's being Chayshah for the Shita. The problem is that the Pashtas and the Mishnah Berurah, he's not Chayshah for that Shita. And I don't think La Halacha we are Chayshah for that. And therefore, even if it's not Kamaycho Ben Drusoy, it's just a common case. Common case, a person puts up a chalent not too long before Shabbos. It's not Kidra Chayso, but it's not Kamaycho Ben Drusoy. And we're saying on the fact that it's Garf HaKotum. We're serving the fact that it's Garf HaKotum. And Halacha, that's the how we go. It's not exactly clear what the Bir Halacha, what the Chshash of the Bir Halacha. What's that? Yeah, if you look in the Prima Gadim, it's not Mavur exactly what the problem is. He's Mechalik between the case of Sif Gimel. He says there the Kedera is Kar in Rishon Gimel. And Mashenkin over here. But that's only Sif Rishon Gimel, Sif Gimel. If you look at Rishon Gimel, Sif Hey, it talks about even when the Kedera is Chama, still not considered to be putting on top of the thing. What? He's definitely not going to Kivager. The question is, what's the Mishabru bringing down? What's Vilda Mishabru? What's he telling me? Yeah. And a Hanami. The Etzam Halacha that the Mishabru brings down over here is. The Etzam Halacha that he brings down is Binagea to Moilid Chaim. This Halacha, what's the need in here when you're putting a food on top of a pot which is hot and not on the fire? You took your chicken soup off of the fire, you put it down on the counter, and you want to put something on top of it. Says the Mishnah, says the Mechaber, that you're allowed to do that before Shabbos, put something on top of it, and even cover it over. That's like Atmana in a Dover She'ina Moisef Hevel. Why is that? Because the Kedera itself is not Moisef Hevel. It's Miskara V'Holich. It's cooling down. It in and of itself is not Moisef Hevel. However, mitzad sheni, on Shabbos, it's usher to do that. On Shabbos, it's usher to do that. Even though the Kedera is not considered a Moisef Hevel, you're not allowed to put it on Shabbos. You're not allowed to put a food on top of this pot, this hot pot on Shabbos, and cover it over, because that's like a hatmana, which is asura on Shabbos. That's hatmana. Vafilu ein achoyim kol kach shiuchu lovi yideat zelebzboi. Something which is moilir choim, that would be aser, even if it can't get the yatzel leves boy. So you have a case of atmana where it can't get the yatzel leves boy, but nevertheless, a thing which is moilir choim is sort of as a chumra, not exactly like a suke havla, then it would be aser even before Shabbos, but it's aser l'chol apachas on Shabbos. It's aser l'chol apachas on Shabbos. Kumtais that we have a bunch of different. Before we get to that, the Bir Halacha discusses a case right here. He talks about a case where the Beis Yosef is machmir, linin hamad al gabi akira ketuma the mukim moisef hevel afshim misgar machmas atzmai. The Mishabura asks that the Beis Yosef we see was machmir in Siman Reishon and Zayin to put a food on top of a kira, even though the kira is misgar v'harlich. L'chura, if we're talking about before Shabbos, and the kli is miskar v'harlich, then l'chura there should be no problem to do atmana. It's like atmana in a davar sheni ma'aseh v'evel, because the kli is miskar v'harlich. Says the Bir Halacha, yeah, al karchach desham chamir machmash chaim akira gedoy l'moid. There it could be different because the chaim, even though it's miskar v'harlich, but it's very, very hot, and therefore, kinir, we don't look at it as miskar v'harlich. Maybe a svara like the Taz says that, since it's so hot, it doesn't make a difference that it's Miskar V'Harlech. It's going to cook the thing in the right amount of time. It's Kilu, as if it's a Dover, which is Moisef Hevel. Where is this Negei Halach L'Maiso? It's Negei Halach L'Maiso for a lot of people that they don't put them on a plata, and they leave their Friday night food inside of the oven. They turn the oven off. The oven's on right till before Shabbos, and then you turn the oven off. So the oven is Miskar V'Harlech. Now, what happens if I want to warm up a food inside of the oven? Can I take a tin foil, wrap up the food that should keep warm, and stick it inside of the oven? It's before Shabbos, and I'm doing atmana inside I'm doing atmana inside of a dover. It's not, has no problem moiled lechayim lechero, because it's from before Shabbos. There's no problem of asuki havlo lechero because the oven is off. What's the chash? Lechero it's miskar v'hoylech. The oven is miskar v'hoylech. It's getting cooler and cooler. What's the chash over here? Is it doime to a pot or is it doime to a kira? The Mishnah Berurah says if it's a pot which is miskar v'hoylech, there's no problem about atmana on top of it. However, if it's a kira which is miskar v'hoylech, then there is a problem about atmana because the kira is chayim gadol. What's with our ovens? What's with our ovens? Are our ovens chayim gadol or not?
If you make atmana.
So let's just clarify. Thank you for bringing that up. If you take your challah and you wrap it up in a piece of tin foil and you stick it inside, and the reason why you're doing that is because you don't want the challah to dry out, but be'etzem you would stick in the challah even without the tin foil. It could get hot even without the tin foil. Just you're wrapping it in tin foil because you don't want it to get crusty, you don't want it to get hard. Then that's not a problem of atmana, because the reason why you're wrapping it up is not for the sake of retaining the heat. That's like the heter of the ran. And any general food that you have is not a problem. In other words, you take a pan of potato kugel and it's covered on the top and you stick it inside. There's no ma'aseh of atmana. Somebody asked me today. He says, I don't know, I go to my shvigar's house and everything that they put on the top of the blech, they always leave a little bit open on the top. They always open the tinfoil on the top a little bit. Is there any... He thought it's that it shouldn't be atmana. L'chur, if it's just a cover, then there's no reason for that. There's no reason for that unless it's totally wrapped up. L'chur, any standard tinfoil that you have, that you cover over, it's generally the reason why you're doing it is that it shouldn't get dirty. Nothing should fall inside. And that L'chur, it shouldn't be... Generally, it's not an issue unless you wrapped it up twice. So the standard food that you're sticking inside of your oven, if it's stuck inside just covered over with one cover, you have a pan which has a tin foil cover on top of it, or you have a challah that you're wrapping up. And it's,
That's the kli itself.
That's the kli itself. In the Quran, that's what he's saying. That's not a problem. Even if you cover it in tin foil, in that case, it's just the top which is covered because the tin foil. What's that? No, this is Moilev Chaim. Moilev Chaim is going to be also on Shabbos to put it back in. L'chari, you wouldn't be able to put it back inside. Into your oven, which is off, it's Moilev Chaim. It's Moilev Chaim on Shabbos. What? If you're not doing... You're doing it in a case where you're doing it, where you're not doing a Maisa Vatmana. When you're not doing a Maisa Vatmana, then... If there's no problem of teich, that it looks like the Ninchanami, which l'chara by our at least by an oven where there's no yichurlis to put it on top of the oven, maybe by a crock pot you could done. But by an oven where there's no yichurlis to put on top of the oven, then there's no chesaron of teich, of putting it back inside, because the whole vart of teich, that we're machmer not to do chazar teich the oven, is just because why are you putting it teich and you're not putting it on top? The top could heat it as well. It must be that you really want to be mevashel, messing mevashel. But in such a case where you don't have your chalas to put on top, because putting it on top of your oven is cold, then it's not gonna. There's no concern of time.
But if you want the heat, and you're wrapping it completely.
If you want the heat and you're wrapping it completely, then you have a problem about atmana. Then if that's the reason why. What? No, but you don't want to retain the heat. The reason why you're being matman is not that it should be moistiv, but that it should retain the heat. It's just that it shouldn't dry out. But that's why I stick my chal inside and would warm up without it. I don't need to wrap it up. I saw in the Dora Malachim you brought down from David Feinstein that was Choshesh, maybe. Now you have to, that maybe it does have a din of Kira, which is Chayim HaGadol. It really probably depends on the type of oven that you have. Very many ovens cool down very fast. They cool down very fast, and it doesn't leave too much, even though it's Chayim HaGadol at the beginning, 200 degrees Celsius maybe, but from the time that you turn it off till it's Miskar V'Hoylech, at a very rapid pace. Yesh la'ayin, whether or not they were choshesh, that is the same din of a kira in that case, but he was choshesh lechatchila, that if the reason why you're sticking inside and wrapping it up is that it should be a ma'aseh v'atmana, then maybe we do not have the kula of sticking on top of a pot, because you're sticking inside of an oven is like a kira, which is chayim gadol. So just to be misakim, we have a bunch of different halachas, sugim of halachas of atmana. We have atmana and adavar ha'maisev hevel, which is aser even Erev Shabbos. We have a davar that is atmana, not in Moisef Hevel. You wrap up a pot inside of a towel, which is not Mais of Hevel, but it's sitting on top of something which is Mais of Hevel, that's a Suki Havla, that's also Osir on Erev Shabbos. That's also Osir from before Shabbos. Then we have a regular Atmano, which is you wrap up inside of a towel, inside of a blanket, Ukedeme, and you don't put it on top of any Plato or Dover, which is a Suki Havla. That's Mutter on Erev Shabbos and Osir on Shabbos. We have a Dover which is not Mais of Hevel, which is sitting on top of something hot, that's Moilir Chaim, that's our case. That's also Mutter only on Erev Shabbos, and Asr on Shabbos. And then we have Atman of Adavar, which is Kar, which is Mutter, as long as you're not trying to be Moilir Chaim, that's Mutter even on Shabbos. And the same thing applies if you took a Kli, and if you had something in a Kli Rishon, and you put it into a Kli Sheni, and you want to be Matan in the Kli Sheni, you get something on the fire, and you took it out, and you put it into a Kli Sheni, or the Kli Rishon itself cools down to the fact that it's not Yad Tzeled this point, that also you'd be able to be Matmin Doz Lechatchila on Shabbos. Those are the cases which are Mutter, Atman on Shabbos, Tzainin, or a Dover which was hot, and you're putting it into a Kli Sheni, or a cool down, Ukedema, that's not a problem on Shabbos. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings here a case which is very negeh. Very negeh to a lot of people on every Shabbos, on many Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah that if you want to heat something up by filling up a cup of water or a bowl of water or a washing cup, what many people do, you fill up a washing cup with hot water from the urn, it's a cliche, and you want to stick in food, you want to stick in a baby bottle, you want to stick in something else that it should get hot. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if you stick it in to the water and you cover it with the water, it's asr al tzatmano, even though it's a cliche. Even though it's a cliche, there's no kshash or bishul over here. Not only that, you could even lachera stick in the bottle inside of a washing cup and pour from the hot water urn on top of the bottle. Because iri kli rishon al tzbishul. Al tzbishul, it's not a problem of bishul, because iri kli rishon is only mevashul kadei klipa, and therefore you already have the bottle in between, it's not going to be mevashul. There is a chumra the chazanish, for those that we get to bishul, I think next thing is bishul. An interesting chumra the chazanish, which is really a mefurish of prima gavin, that, just mention it, because throw it out? Not throw out the chumrah. I'll mention it because I know a chashav rav who used this chiddush lekula. I'll tell you why. Tell you lekula. In what case? Not on Shabbos. We get the pesach. The chazanish says like this. The chazanish says that which I say that iri kli rishon is only mevashal kedei klipa, and the water that comes from iri kli rishon into the next kli turns into kli sheni, is only if the water, when it goes into the kli sheni, is not attached to a heat source. So if you have an urn, and the urn is on the fire, in other words, there's a metal heating element inside of the urn, and you open up the spout, and now you have water coming from the urn directly into your kli sheni, so be'etzem, the water which is in your kli sheni is attached with a stream to water which is on the fire. This, the Prima Gondim says, it's actually Meduik in the Gemara, Daf Memo, and Beis and Rashi, Kimat Lehedya and Rashi, Prima Gondim is Medaik and Rashi. He says, and the Chazanish goes like this, it's brought down on time with the crown on the back, Chaim brings it down from the Chazanish. He says that the water is all considered a Kli Rishon. It's just a hemshich of the water which is on in your urn. It's all attached, we're all connected, bell telephone, it's all connected. One teapot to the next teapot, it's all connected, sitting, and half of the water is sitting on the fire. Meanwhile, the water inside of the Kli is still considered a Kli Rishon, it's not considered a Kli Sheni. Most Paiskim do not go with this form of the Chazanish. We consider it, for the most part, a Kli Sheni. We consider it a Kli Sheni. Some people want to be Mekel on Pesach, Kashering for Pesach. They consider it as if it's Mamish, a Kli Rishon. It's as if it's like a, if you're pouring from a Kumkum which is lit. Some people do that. They pour from a Kumkum which is, they're holding down the button and it's bubbling and it's there's a stream. And as a chumrah, as being magal in a kli rishon itself. Bear it in mind. That's the memela. Alts pouring into alts bishul, there's no problem. If you're not going to the chazanish, there's no problem to pour onto the actual bottle. However, the shayla comes up. is there a problem with atmana? You're sticking in this bottle, is there a problem with atmana? Says Mishabura, there is a problem with atmana. There's a problem with atmana, anything which is totally enveloped in the water, there's a problem with atmana. Does that mean that also, if you have knedlach this past week, I have a child with celiac, so we don't cook the knedlach inside the chicken soup, because then she can't eat the chicken soup. We stick him in afterwards, or we make a special, add it, take off somewhere before, and then we put in the knedlach afterwards. Because so this week we didn't have knedlach, we had knedlach from somewhere else. And wanted to know, can you put the knedlach in the chicken soup on Shabbos? Or put them in the bowl and pour in the chicken soup on top of it? Is that atmana? Is that a problem with atmana that you surround? Mishnah Berurah says, you know, let's stick something inside of water. It's a problem with atmana. So we know for sure that's not a problem with atmana. That's a Gemara. The Gemara says Rabbi Abba would cook his chicken before Shabbos. And then you would stick it into the chicken, even though it was cold, you stick it into the chicken in the Shabbos. No problem. It's totally surrounded inside of the liquid, but there's no maisa atmana there. You don't have a kli which you're being matman. You have the actual food, but the food itself is not wrapped up. The knedel is not wrapped up. That's not a problem of atmana. However, when you take a kli and you stick that inside of hot water, then in a chanami, you're being matman the kli, the food which is inside of the kli. You're being matmin inside of the water. You're wrapping it up in water. And that, the Mishnah Berurah says, is a problem with atmana. That's a problem with atmana. The question is that the Chur is a Mefurish Gemara. It says not that way. On Daf Mem Amud Beis, Rebbe told his Talmud to take the Pach Shemen, fill up a kli with water from Chamei Tverio, and stick in the Pach Shemen inside of the... It's not in 2023 only that we do this. This is 2,000 years ago. That's how you heat up, or you have a bottle of oil, and you want to warm it up. Take it, totally klisheni, it says take water from Chamei Tverio, put it inside of a kli, and stick the bottle of shemen inside to warm it up. Stick the bottle of shemen inside to warm it up. The simplest answer to get out of this is to say that the bottle wasn't totally wrapped up inside of the water, and it was sticking up halfway outside, and therefore it's not a problem. However, if you go that atmana, even b'miktas is a problem with atmana, then you don't have that answer. The chazanish memela, because of that, the chazanish holds, like the mechaber, that atmana b'miktas is also shmei atmana. So he has a very big problem with this gemara. How are you allowed to take the oil, which is inside of a bottle, and stick it inside of water to warm up? L'chur, that's atmana b'miktas. Even if you left the top of the bottle out, but the bottom of the bottle is inside of the water, which is hot. That should be a problem. Says the Chazanish, comes out the Chazanish, a tremendous yisoid and a kula, that there's no such thing as being matmin, a kli inside of another kli. You can't be matmin inside of water, which is inside of a kli. You could wrap it up inside of begadim, to do atmana, but to take a kli and stick it inside of another kli, that's not a maisa atmana b'chol. We don't look at it as a maisa atmana. That being the case, according to the Chazanish, there is no issue of Hatmana, even if it would be totally wrapped up, even if it would be totally covered, that's not considered Hatmana. The Mishnah Berurah did not go that way. We go like Dharma, that Hatmana b'miktas is not Shmei Hatmana. Therefore, you don't have to say this whole Yisrael. Says the Minchas Yitzchak, if you don't go like this, if you don't have the question, then you can't say the Yisrael. Nafla Yisrael, Nafla Abinyan, says the Minchas Yitzchak. The whole Yisrael, the Chazanish came because he had a question. How was Rebbe allowed to put this bottle inside of the water? His Talmud put the bottle inside of the water to warm up. If atmana mixes a shmei atmana, you have to be mechadish. There's no such thing as atmana in another kli of water. However, if you don't have the question because you hold atmana mixes lo shmei atmana, then the answer is because it's not totally wrapped up. It's not totally immersed inside of the water. And that's how the place can go lemaisa, that there's no problem to warm up a bottle for a baby ukedeme. Case like the Chazanish says, he's discussing this case either for Tinoikis or for Nopin. He says, it's Lashon Chazanish when he discusses. He says, you want to warm it up on Shabbos. He says, you want to stick it inside. That's what they do. That's the way to do it. It's very common with regard to baby bottles and even other things, just to warm up a little bit. Then, as long as the bottle is sticking up outside of the water, then there's no problem. The standard, regular, bigger bottle doesn't fit inside of a washing cup, so for sure it's sticking out. For sure it's sticking out. How much has to be sticking out? If we're going to be machmer, so if you hold the top is open, like many rabbim v'gam tovim that hold that as long as the top is open and there's no cover on it, so as long as the top of the bottle is out, then there's no problem. Even if the sides of the bottle wouldn't be out, if you hold like the Ramah, and you hold that a crock pot is not a problem, because the top is open, then even a bottle also, as long as the top is open, that's not a problem, even if it's totally covered on all the sides. What's that? For a short amount of what the shartzi does, which gives you the taz that's mashman that even behatman who makes that is going to be in the chanami. He says that if it touches even one side, it's going to be your problem. In the chanami. Certainly, Mishabur is not going with that. Now the Chutshani wanted a taina that even if you don't go like that pshat in the Ramah and you hold that if just the top is open it's not enough and you need some of the sides, he says over here it's more calm. We have a Chazanish that holds that it's not considered atmana b'chlal. So he says for sure he's worried it's the rufe that it's not going to be a problem atmana even if you have all the walls totally covered. Nevertheless, as long as the top is open. Even if you're machmer generally, you're going to get the Ramah, over a year where it's not really a ma'is atmana according to everybody, those that hold this machal not a ma'is atmana, it could be mikol. However, there's a different question that we have to down with. And that is, maybe, even though the entire bottle is not covered over, but the water which is inside the bottle, or the formula which is inside the bottle, is totally covered over by the water. If I have a bottle which sticks out the top, but the bottle's only halfway full with formula, or whatever it is, and milk, and I stick it inside of my washing cup, and the water, the hot water, is covering the food from all sides. Very good that it's not covering the bottle from all sides, because it sticks out of the top, but it's covering the food from all sides. Is that considered atmana or not? So very many poskim are making, they said it's not considered atmana. We don't look at the food. The din atmana is on the kli. The din atmana is not on the food. If it would be, then for sure, crockpots would be a big issue because the food is always covered. Food is always covered with that. What's that? The top is Megula. The top is Megula. How would the top help? Yeah, and Echanami, how would the top help if it's not totally covered to the... If the food is not totally to the top. And if the food is totally to the top and it's not totally covered around the side. But in a regular chalam pot, generally, the food doesn't go mamish to the top. Sometimes it sticks out to the top. Generally, it doesn't go mamish all the way to the top, and it's covered over by the walls. L'chor, that should be a problem atmana. So most poskim say that that's not an issue of atmana. We don't reckon the atmana klapi the food. We reckon the atmana klapi the bottle itself. Klapi the bottle itself. The Mar Shabbos brings it down from Dayan Fisher, from Rabbi Yashir. Shmir Shabbos Kachasa goes like that. Oz Nidberu Bishul Zilber goes like that. They bring down, Mar Shabbos brings down all these, except for the Shiva Shabbos Kachasa. He brings down all these poskim that they say, we go bust of the kli, we don't go bust of the food. There is a well-known tshuva from a Moshe in Ayin Dalet, Chelek Dalet, Ayin Dalet, at the beginning of the tshuva, where he discusses all his short tshuvas. And he discusses atmana, and it seems like he's being machmer, that if the food is totally covered over, then you should leave part of the kedera also open a little bit. If the food is totally covered over, then don't cover over all the sides. You should leave a little bit out. It's not exactly clear how much should be open exactly. Most paiskim are not machmer for that. They go bust of the kli. What's that? The top of the water is not being covered. The question is whether or not the top is enough. If we're reckoning the top to be enough. If the top is, if you hold that we go bust of the food, then it shouldn't make it so much of a difference at the top, because the entire food is covered over. We don't reckon clap at the top. We don't reckon the clap at the top. What's that?
In the
bottle, the food is open.
There's
aver in the bottle. You're saying there's aver in the bottle. If there's not, there's aver in the bottle. It's in the chura. According to that Ramah, it still be mutter. If you go like the Ramah that holds that the top is open, then Ramesha didn't seem to be going like that then. Ramesha seemed to be going not that way. Unless you totally, right? If you're covering over the entire thing, so then there's no question that you can cover over the entire food. Zikr that Ramesha wasn't going like that. But L'chura, the consensus of most Paiskim is that we go bust to the Kli, and therefore there's no problem to heat up the bottle or any food, as long as the Chilek of the Kli is outside. However, if you have knedlach and you want to warm them up and you stick the entire bag inside of the water, that's a problem. That's certainly a problem. Or they have the small bottles. Very many people have small bottles. They're not huge bottles. And you can stick the entire bottle and submerge it totally inside. That would be a problem, according to Mishnah Berurah. Even though it's klisheni, even though maybe you're not, you can't get the yatzah leather's boy, nevertheless, it's a problem of hatmana. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan, he discusses over here, this really touched on last Chabura, the Aruch HaShulchan over here in Sif Gimel, he discusses the minig of the Nashim. He says there's a minig of Nashim that they take the kugel on Erev Shabbos and they wrap it up in tin foil and they stick it inside the chalent. He says they stick it inside the chalent. So it's a similar case. You're wrapping up food and you're sticking it, you're submerging it inside of the other food. Is that a problem of atmana in a davar amaisiv hevel? Is that a problem of atmana inside food which is on a suki havla? Are you allowed to do that? Can you take, very many people do this. You take a chelik of your potato kugel and you wrap it up and you stick it inside of your chalent. And now you have atmana inside of the chalent in a davar amaisiv hevel or kishka or these type of things. Is that mutter, is that asr? If you tell me that to be matman, like the Mishnah Berurah says, inside of a liquid is a problem, Batsam. So to be matman inside of your chalent is a problem. And the Rosh Hashanah tells in the Hanami, he says maybe it could be mako, better not to come to the kulo. Better not to come to the kulo. Now if you take the kugel and just stick it on top of the chalent, it's not inside the chalent, for sure it's not a problem. Then it's not a problem. Then I shouldn't say it's not a problem. If the reason it's really if the reason is to keep it hot, then the chur should be a problem also. You have the issue of a suki avla. Now it's not exactly clear what bothered all these people. There's a bunch of people that have a tshuva about this. The Shevet HaLevi has two tshuvas about this. In between he says Nechila Gimel has a tshuva, Nechila Chesi has a tshuva. The Matzayin did on Nechila Gimel, Nechila Chesi says already people told me maybe not that way. Mishnah Yitzchak has a tshuva, going to get to this. Diane Fisher has. I looked at a bunch of the tshuvas inside. It's not clear what the issue is that they have with it. Why is a person wrapping up his potato kugel and sticking it inside of the chalent? It's not going to get hot. He wants to retain the heat, and it's not going to stay hot if he takes his potato kugel and puts it inside the chalent, not in potato in tin foil. It's going to be exactly just as hot as his potatoes and his meat and everything else inside. Why is he wrapping it up in tin foil and putting inside of his chalent? For what reason? Well, because it's going to get a mess. It's going to make a mess. So the reason why you're doing it is not to retain the heat. So it's not a ma'asat fun of a klal. And kama v'kama of the Paiskim are Mekel, Shemazan Yadua, that he was Mekel, but to get to this. However, even the Paiskim are Machmer, not, and the Aruch HaShulchan, no one's Mesiachas, this is Nekuda. No one talks about this. The Shevet HaLevi, the second Tshuva, in Chelek Ches, he says, in between last Tshuva and this Tshuva, I spoke to a lot of Talmidei Chachamim, they told me that it's Mutter. He didn't say the reason why, but he says, I'm Mesiachas to the fact that maybe the only reason why I'm going to do it is that it shouldn't fall apart. Look, if that's the reason why you're doing it, it shouldn't fall apart, then it's not a problem. Some Paiskim, well, In a bottle of water. There's no yichud. What you want? You can't put the
mix in water.
Is that a?
That's because the water is not coming out the top. That's
what. Yeah, the difference between the two cases is that it's one's the kli is being mishamish the water, and one is one.
It's one is in the water, not in the bottle.
What is it?
The bottle's with the.
No, but I'm. Where's the atmana? Where's the mice atmana?
Water.
Water is surrounding the milk. It's in the bottle.
Yeah.
Right. So whatever the wall is going to be issued. The bottle there. Not the milk.
And if you put the and you put the food here, and you put the food inside.
I'm not putting my soup, right?
What?
I'm not putting my soup.
You're allowed to put knedlach in your soup. Yeah. And you're allowed to put your potato kugel inside of the chalent.
Right.
So over here, when you're wrapping it up and you're sticking it inside.
I need a
potato kugel. I need a.
I also want a place.
And so why is it also? Or be also? No, there's also a difference I think between whether or not it's what's that?
He wants
to be mechamim what? He wants to be mechamim the water inside of the bottle. He needs the bottle to be mechamim.
This is the only way
to be mechamim. This is the only way to be mechamim the kugel.
So
the difference is the chur one's a solid, one's a liquid. One's a solid and one's a liquid. Kokama, you have the yuchilis to stick it inside and it has the ability to be there. You could say that no, maybe not. Maybe it's not. Maybe the potato kugel is going to fall out into pieces. So it's like the liquid. It's like the liquid. But
if it's not money, not to put it in Shabbos, the kugel.
Is that Nesina Lechatchilo?
Yeah.
That's the Churn Nesina Lechatchila.
Even if it's hot.
Even if it's hot. That's a question. That was a question. I don't have a good answer. Maybe the Eilim could help us out here. The question is as follows. You take your potato kugel off of the blech, and you want to put it inside of your challan pot on Shabbos. It's boiling hot. You're taking it off of one thing and putting another thing. To take it off your blech and put it on a hot plate, for sure, hot plate, it's for sure not a problem. There's no problem of Nisim Lechatchila, there's no problem of Chazara. You took it off as long as your kavanah was. Then it's no problem. And there's no problem with Bishlam HaTzikim HaVashal, it's mutter. The question is, are you allowed to take it out, it's boiling hot, and stick it inside of your challan pot?
Is that
atmana? Not even. So if we're saying it's not atmana, it's not a mice of atmana. It's not considered a mice of atmana. Oh, that's what I thought. I thought it's a problem of teich. That you're doing chazar of maisa inside of the thing. That would be a problem of teich. The question is that considered teich? What's that? This is inside the kir. This is inside. It's inside. It's totally surrounded inside the pot, which is inside. What's that? The kedira is sitting inside or wrapped up inside the kir. You put it on top of the hot plate. Can you put it inside the pot on the hot plate? That's a shame. Whether or not it's considered, first of all, over here maybe it's different that it's considered mamish toichay, that it's inside the thing. The question is, you have your chalis to put it on top to warm it up, or you have your chalis to stick it inside? It's not mefzikim avashu if you stick it inside the pot? Zikr mefzikim avashu. Zikr mefzikim avashu. Yesh lodun, I don't know.
A pot on a crock pot, or even a pot on a hot plate?
I think a crock pot is worse than a crock on a hot plate, because on a hot plate, it's not surrounded by the thing, so it's not mamish toich. It's not like a kiru. But here, well, I don't know. That's a yesh laden. Whether that's considered a kiru. But certainly in the case of a crock pot.
What's that?
What's
the
toy? So there's two pots. Oh, there's two things. If it's actual pot, so it's even under the hot plate. If it's not an actual pot, so it's the fact that it's surrounded by the thing. Which is like a kiru. That's considered toy. And the crock pot, what do you consider toy? Yeah. Yesh line. I don't have a rai halach nish. It's not, I don't think it's like our ovens. Our ovens, we don't have the toich, even though it's clearly toich, because you don't have the option of putting it on top. It wouldn't stay hot. But over here, you could put it on top, and it would stay hot. If it's hot, it would retain its heat. And you stuck it inside dafka, not on top. Then l'chura yesh lodun, then maybe it's a problem of chazara, the toichai, which is an issue. That's what I thought. I'm willing to hear otherwise. Yeah. That being the case, many poiskim are meko. Some poiskim say that what you should do is with the tin foil, poke holes inside so it should all be nesarif together. First of all, it won't be a full atmano, it will be kilu, as if the potato kugel is cooking together with the rest of the food inside, and it's all a chiluk of the chalin. But very many poiskim are meko in this case, that's not considered atmano, since your whole purpose is just to, shamazam and others, since it's just to hold the potato kugel in place, that wouldn't be a problem of atmana, or even on an adavar meisav hem. That's reish nun tes. Reish nun tes. It happens to be that most of the halachas in reish nun tes till sev zayin l'chol apachis have nothing to do with atmana. They have to do with mukta. Not nothing to do with atmana, but it's basically mukta. To really appreciate it, you have to see the halachas. There's got the big yisay this year. I just want to mention one interesting nekuda that has to do with sev reish nun tes. The Beis Yosef over here says, even though there's a shaila whether or not Muchin have the same, Gizei Tzemer have the same din as Muchin or not. Or no, Muchin are more Chashiv than Gizei Tzemer. Says the Beis Yosef, the Rif and the Rambam, they paskin, they're not Machalik. And they hold Gizei Tzemer as the same din as Muchin, and therefore you need the same Klalim that you have for Muchin, you need Gizei Tzemer. Says the Beis Yosef, in the bottom line, he says in Sif Aleph, maybe continues. He says that we don't paskin like the Rif and the Rambam, even though generally we do paskin like the Rif and the Rambam. Here, that Rav the Rishonim, even though they're Rav Binyan, but they're not Rav Minyan. They're Rav Binyan, but they're not Rav Minyan here, because Rav the Rishonim, all the rest of the Rishonim are yes, Mechal between Muchan and Gizei Tzemer, therefore we're going to like the rest of the Rishonim. In his Akdama, the Beis Yosef in his Akdama to the tour, he says, how do I decide who to paskin like? Anybody that's opened up a door malakdim knows that every single thing that we have, leyimtze halacha brura mishnah brura b'shumakim, everything is a machlokes. How do we know where to paskin? Says the Beis Yosef, I'll tell you how to paskin. We have the Shloisha Amudi Eilam She Yisrael Nishanam Aleim, the Rift, the Rambam, and the Rosh. We'll go wherever the Rav goes, that's what we'll do. Then we'll go like the Rav. And it happens to be that 99 out of 100 times the Rift and the Rambam go together. Can I get the Rosh? So we go like the Rift and the Rambam. Says the Dark Emotion is Akdomo. He says unless it was the Rav Rishenim going out that way, it was Nispashit, the Minig, and Klai Yisrael not that way, like the Rift and the Rambam. Then I'm not going to like the Rift and the Rambam. Says the Dark Emotion is Akdomo. He says, if you look in Rish Nun Tes, Sif Aleph, even you didn't, you weren't Neman to your Klal. He says, even you had a Yetzim and a Klal, and it wasn't Lechur. What he means to say is, it wasn't a Spashin in the Minig and Klal Yisrael to Mechav, and Gizit Semer and Mufin. And even so, you went not like the Rif and the Rambam. So therefore, once we say that, not always do we go like the Rif and the Rambam, says the Dark Emotion, then other times we go also not like the Rif and the Rambam. And he goes like the Gderli Ashkenaz, the Bahag, and the Balei HaTosfos, and Chumash and the Maharil, and the later ones for sure, Marivail, Maharam Rutenberg, the Rosh, all the Gderli Ashkenaz that he goes with. But that's this, he brings the Raya from Unzerusim and Reishon Tesef Aleph, that's how he goes. Now, Sif Gimel discusses really the Halacha of Atmana. I'll mention maybe afterwards just the halacha of Mukta, a few halachas of Mukta that I don't get to hear. But Sif Gimel is where he discusses Hatemin Mekupa Malagizi Tzemer, that is Asla Taltel, Vaitzle Kedera, Kozman Shle Neskalkal Aguma Yochal Achziru. Kim Neskalkal Lo Yachzirenu. Vafil Lechatkhil Yochal Yitzi Al Das Achzirim Lo Yitzkalkal Vile Chashim Shem Achzirenu Afim Tzkalkal. You have a pot sitting inside of a box. The box is full of Gizi Tzemer surrounding the pot. You like to take it out with dust to put it back in. You don't have to be worried that the whole Gizi Tzemer is going to fall, collapse, and you're not going to be able to put it back in. However, if it does collapse, then you're not allowed to put it back in. V'yeshem shafilu tomer odar v'shemot al tatal im neskal kol agumu layachzir v'nei shetzitar ha-kedir lasis la'atzma wakmuk shemachzir v'nei psuk mishetem v'shabes. V'yeshem, this is the Shittas HaRambam that says the Pirush Mishnayis, that says no, even if it's a case where it's not mukta, and you took out the pot from inside the box and it was surrounded by a blanket, we're scared that the blanket's going to fall inside, and you're not going to be able to put it back because it looks like you're being tamed lechatchila on Shabbos. And that's a shtickle tomua, because we know that the Shittas HaRambam, Kivega asks, he says, we know that the Shittas HaRambam is that you're allowed to be machlif hatmana on Shabbos. You're allowed to be machlif hatmana, you're allowed to take off a cover and put on a different cover on Shabbos. It doesn't look like you're being matman lechatchila on Shabbos. How come over here we're scared that it looks like you're being matman lechatchila on Shabbos? You took it out of the box and you're going to put it in the box. You're going to put it back in the box afterwards. Why? Why should it be awesome? The Rashash on the Gemara on Daf Nun, he's Mataritz, he says, on Ruki Vegas Kasha, he says, no, the Rambam was only talking about covering over the top. But where you're covering over the entire sides, even the Rambam was Choshish, that looks like a Maisat Mana Lechatchila, and that is awesome. Others that give different answers, that it has to be, look like you're being Mamshich, the original Maisat Mana, you're changing from one to the next. But where it totally collapses, we don't see connection, we don't see a hemshech, and therefore it's problematic. That's been a get to that halacha. The rest is basically been a get to mukta. Just one yisaid, one or two yisaidis that I'll bring out over here is, first of all, there's a yisaid which is learned, a yisaid in mukta which is learned from atmana. It's a rashi, been a get to atmana, and that is that the din of basis, for example, let's say you have a chalam pot and it's surrounded, it's covered over with something which is mukta to keep it warm. Generally, we say that the thing on the bottom, which is holding mukta on top, becomes a basis for the thing on top, and it's also to be mutal to the thing on bottom as well. If you have a plate that has money on it, even though the money is mukta and the plate's not mukta, the plate becomes a basis to the money, and you now let it lose the plate, move the plate, and the plate becomes mukta. Says Rashi, and that's how we pass in the halacha, that's only in a case where the bottom thing, which is not mukta, is being mishamish the top thing, which is yes mukta. It's becoming a basis, it's becoming a foundation for the top thing. Therefore, the bowl is holding the money. It's be servicing the money. But where it's the other way around, where the mukta is servicing the thing on the bottom, then even though the bottom thing is holding up the top thing, which is mukta, it doesn't become a basis because, fakert, I'm not a basis for you, you're a basis for me. You're serving me, I'm not serving you. I don't become, the whole vart is, the lumdis is, that the mukta becomes tuffle and bottle to the thing that it's serving. Masha'en Kain over here, where you have Gizei Tzemer, or you have Mukhin, or something which is sitting on top, which is mukta, the purpose of them being on the top is not that they should be held up by the pot. The purpose of being on top is that they should keep the pot warm. Therefore, there's no din of basis, because this is serving the mukta. The mukta is serving it, and it's not serving the mukta. I think, Agav, bear it in mind, when I get to the kumkums for Shabbos that they have. They have a kumkum which is ready for Shabbos. Big need in whether or not you're allowed to use it. It's a regular kumkum that locks into place on Shabbos, and you can put it onto the Shabbos mode. And now, your be'etzim, you can't take it off of the heating element, but the heating element on the bottom, which generally you take off the kumkum from the heating element to pour, it locks into place, and now you have the heating, the kumkum, you're allowed to use the kumkum, according to those that hold you allowed to use it. Now, including myself. The shayla is, how do we don inside of this kumkum? We have a heating element. Either inside the heating, the kumkum is, you have the piece on the bottom, sorry, the piece on the bottom is the electricity, which is, and the actual kumkum has a heating element inside. So the question is, what becomes a basis for what? Do we say that the entire kumkum is a basis, it's holding the heating element inside, and therefore it becomes mukta as well? Or do we say, no, the heating element is here to serve the kumkum, to serve the water, and therefore it shouldn't become a mukta, because fakert, the heating element is a basis for the kumkum, for the water to heat it up, and not the other way around. And maybe it won't become a basis. L'chura, according to the Svara, and if I should be able to say that. There's other shaylas we'll get to in Shinur Ches. I didn't get to all of them. The last halacha in Shinur Ches discusses whether because you can pour out all the water and it's going to ruin the thing. Kapulu, other type of shashas that we'll discuss. Brit Hashem when you see it. I think that's next week. Shinur Ches. Bezor Hashem is bar. What's that? No, he says they take the pot that has the machlas that has the time. We heard the same svar.
Kashmir nights can be able to be a lucha.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's talking about the bottom pot. He's talking about the top pot.
What is he saying? He's saying that you can't. He says.
Saying the bottom.